Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So, is the plan to catch billionaire tax cheats by snooping on accounts that just have $10,000 in them?
Well, that's not exactly an accurate description. So let me help you with an accurate description of what is actually happening here.
My soul reaches a cruel throne and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
If you look at this sifting through our bank accounts at either a $600 level or even a higher dollar level, where the IRS goes through all of your bank accounts, all that comes in, all that comes out. So it is a lie that they're only going after the rich people. They're going to go after ordinary people, and they're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze more money out of you if they possibly can.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up, eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And if you'd like to join us today, every weekday, the number is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. How come I haven't been hearing much about this story in at the Wrentham Mall outlet with the Amazon driver from Rhode Island who dressed up as a woman and went into the ladies' bathroom, and because I guess he could claim he had a legal right to be there under Massachusetts law because he identified as a woman and he was wearing a blonde wig. And he was taking pictures inside the ladies' room at the Wrentham Mall outlets. And Amazon, why is this story not in the Boston papers? I mean, there's brief messages, brief tweets on the TV stations, but they're not really giving this story a good run, I would think. This is from Channel 4. Man charged with child porn after allegedly dressing like a woman taking pictures in Wrentham outlet's bathroom. This is from the New York Daily News. I didn't read this in my own newspaper, the Boston Herald or the Boston Globe. An Amazon delivery driver went to extreme lengths to record girls and women using a bathroom at a Massachusetts outlet mall, going so far as disguising himself as a woman and attaching a pen camera to his sneakers to secretly film his victims. Authorities said yesterday. Jacob Guerrero, 23, was arrested on 12 counts of possession of child pornography after police found a series of videos of nude or partially nude victims as young as 8 years old on his phone, according to police in Wrentham. The perv is from Woonsocket or Rhode Island, and he was originally arrested on September 2nd. The culprit was donning a blonde wig, as he was seen entering a bathroom stall next to a group of women and girls who were around 12 to 15 years old. The suspect appeared to have a pen camera attached to his sneakers, making it easier for him to secretly record unsuspecting victims and later watch the footage. Cops eventually obtained a search warrant for Guerrero's personal vehicle and cell phone, which turned up 12 videos of women who were filmed without their knowledge, including five who were under 18 years old. Ugh, he was arrested again Monday and appeared in court yesterday. So this is this is what you get. You know, he's going to claim. You know what his defense is going to be? He's going to claim that he self-identified as a woman. And he's 617. You know why the Amazon guy isn't in the news? He doesn't fit the agenda. Yeah, I know. Wrentham Police Chief Bill McGrath said a mother and daughter reported there was a person acting strange, a man dressed as a woman wearing a wig. They're lucky they weren't turned in to the Mass Commission Against Discrimination for Hate Speech is what all I can say. Well, and you know, a man dressed as a woman, the police chief is, you know, skating on thin ice himself. Who is the police chief of the little town of Wrentham, Massachusetts, down on the Rhode Island line, to say that he is a man dressed as a woman wearing a wig?
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
I didn't say it. I'm quoting the police chief. You know, that police chief is probably a cisgender male. He probably is. 844-500-4242. Guerrero was arrested leaving the Amazon parking lot in Wrentham. He worked there as a delivery driver. Investigators say it was his work that led him to at least one victim. He had returned to a home that was on his route and actually filmed the child through a second-story window. Much of the evidence was recorded out of state during trips Guerrero took to New Jersey and California. Oh, God. So this is it. This is where the country is today. This is what's going on. And again, you're not supposed to say, as the 617 put it well. I mean, it doesn't fit the agenda, so nobody's going to talk about it. Someone says, I see employment at CNN in this Amazon driver's future. What did his mother say? Has Jacob Guerrero's mother, did she speak out at the initial court appearance yesterday?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
How do we know he's a boy, Mrs. Guerrero?
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Right. Here's another story that's not getting a lot of play. It was on Tucker Carlson's show last night or the night before on Fox. You know, this guy, homeless man who raped a female commuter on a Philadelphia train. It turns out Philadelphia man was actually Congolese man. He's an illegal alien. The man who allegedly raped a woman in front of passengers on a Philadelphia area train already has a criminal record and has overstayed his student visa, but was protected from deportation by the immigration system. His name is Fiston Ngoy, Fiston, that's his first name, Ngoy, Ngoy. He was arrested last week for allegedly raping a woman in a brutal attack on a SEPTA, that's the Philadelphia MBTA, on a SEPTA train in front of other passengers. He came to the U.S. legally on a student visa. Stop me if you've heard this one before. He dropped out of school and decided to sell drugs, I guess, and become a drug addict. And so his visa was terminated in 2015. So he's been here for 9 years, and he's 35. So he came here as a quote-unquote student from the Congo when he was 26. Court records show that the African illegal alien racked up multiple arrests and two misdemeanor convictions, one for controlled substance and one for sexual abuse. Ngoy pleaded guilty in 2017 in Washington, D.C. to a sexual abuse misdemeanor and was sentenced to 120 days in lockup and 9 months probation. He was put in immigration detention in January 2018, but he was never deported because he received a withholding of removal from an immigration judge in 2019. Can we have the name of the immigration judge so that he can at least be identified? Would he be shunned? He's probably from Washington, D.C., so likely he wouldn't even be shunned for letting this savage loose into the community after he committed one sex offense. The immigration judge said that the Congolese's misdemeanor sex offense was not a serious crime. Did they ask the victim of the sex offense if she thought it was a serious crime or not? Police in Philadelphia said Monday the attack on the train by the illegal alien lasted 6 minutes in front of bystanders who did nothing and took out their phones to film. The only person to call 911 was an off-duty SEPTA employee who called transit police officers who arrived 3 minutes later. So we have a couple of sound cuts here on this one. This is the general manager of the SEPTA, which is, I guess, Southeast Pennsylvania Transit Authority, Cut 11.
It's a horrendous act, and unfortunately, we live in a time right now where there are horrendous things, as always.
Well, it's gotten worse, hasn't it? Because we're importing sex offenders, people who can't keep a job, let alone make any contribution to society, who are just dregs and criminals. And we can't even throw them out of the country, apparently, because it wouldn't be politically correct. Cut 12.
Westbound train currently at 56th Street. Train car 1102. Male just roving on the train.
I guess that's the initial report that they got, the transit police. And here's the police chief of the city of Philadelphia telling about what happened next.
There were people witnessing the act with phones in their hands. People were holding their phone up in the direction of this woman being attacked.
You attack some illegal alien from the Congo, even if you're trying to stop an assault on an American citizen, you are likely to be the one that gets in a jam, aren't you? I mean, I'm not defending these strap hangers who didn't do anything. But, who would be in a jam? It's like the when Obama was president and they told the Border Patrol that they better not stop any drunk illegal aliens driving or they're going to be in big trouble. Remember that? 844-500-4242. Did Fiston Ngoy's mother have anything to say about her son's her immigrant son? He's an immigrant. He's an undocumented Democrat. Did she have anything to say about him?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
All right, 844-500-4242. Chief McGrath in Wrentham is almost certainly a listener to your show. Great old school guy. He was lieutenant for years before becoming the chief 6 or 7 years ago. I'm not putting Chief McGrath down. I'm sure he did do something. I'm just saying that's the way he's. I'm sure that if the Globe ever were to write a story about this incident in Wrentham with the cross-dresser in the ladies' room, which they're not going to, obviously, there would probably be a raft of commenters criticizing McGrath for saying that it was a man dressed as a woman. Again, who are we to say? Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. That's a half a minute, 30 seconds. So you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Take a load off this fall with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers recipes and pre-portioned ingredients to your door so you can actually enjoy dinner instead of stressing about meal prep and grocery shopping. Get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. There's a story in Axios saying that Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia who's being harassed, is telling his friends that he's thinking about leaving the Democrat Party and he's got an exit strategy worked out. I don't know if it means getting on the houseboat and escaping down the Potomac River. I mean, CNN thinks, there's a guy on CNN who thinks that that West Virginia is on the coast. So maybe he can, sail the ocean to Charleston, West Virginia, or Wheeling, West Virginia. I don't know where he's going to sail. But if it's on, you know, I don't know. Democrats have a problem with geography and history and economics and many other disciplines, as they used to say. Democrats are not into discipline these days. They're into welfare checks. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far? Or excuse me, Jared. Excuse me.
Will Joe Manchin leave the Democratic Party?
No, I don't think he will.
73% believe no, he will not.
Okay. But the other senator who's being harassed, other than Joe Manchin, is Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona. And she is a late September, this is from Michael Goodwin's column today in the New York Post, a late September page one hit job called Sinema Stubbornly Centrist. And opened with three paragraphs about how a former supporter turned against her. And then I will never vote for her again. And Goodwin says, that's not news, it's propaganda. That voter is really just set up to represent the Times opinion. So Monday, they followed this up with a piece by the paper's fashion critic about how the senator's dresses, and that was headlined, Decoding Kyrsten Sinema's Style. It called her an obstructionist for objecting to the $3.5 trillion welfare bill. And Goodwin points this out, which I've thought about too myself, because Sinema is a bisexual woman. In other words, a member of multiple protected classes. I tried to imagine how the gray lady would have exploded if a conservative publication had run the same piece about Sinema's clothes and linked them to her policies. But because Kyrsten Sinema is trying to strike a moderate note, dare we say it? And you know, I'm not overly impressed with her moderation either. She used to be a Bernie supporter back in 2016. She can now be chased into the ladies' room. I guess she's just lucky she wasn't in Wrentham, Massachusetts at the mall, because the harassment in the ladies' room would have been even worse than it was on the campus of Arizona State, which is where it happened a couple of weeks ago. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. I was telling Matt that I grew up in Drexel Hill, which is part of Upper Darby Township. And just to give you an idea, that's the first close-in suburb to the city of Philly. And,
yeah.
And you take a trolley or a bus, and then there's a connector terminal where you take what is called the L into the city. And I got to tell you, it was bad when I used to commute to Temple University. Not that bad. But if I was on that train, I got to tell you, I don't think I would have intervened either without a weapon, because you could wind up dead.
I know. I mean, it's easy for us to sit out anywhere else other than on that train and say what we would have done. But, you know, you're honest. I feel the same way, John. You know, what are you going to do?
Well,
the guy was obviously out of his mind. And again, you what would happen if some businessman had attacked him? I mean, it would have been a racial incident, right? Or that's the way it would have been portrayed.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you don't know if these guys are on drugs or whatever, but the other thing is, too, that train's heavily filled with minorities, so it's not like an idea that there were a lot of business people on it. It's a situation where, again, the policing, and that actually occurred at 56 and Market. It occurred in Philadelphia, but by the time the train pulled in, it was in Upper Darby. But it's the city of Philadelphia is out of control. I've talked to my relatives that live there, and you can't even walk around Center City past 5 o'clock at night.
Well, it's got one of those Soros prosecutors, you know? I mean, people are let go time and time and time again until they finally kill somebody. Or like this guy, this Congolese, you actually rape somebody in front of probably a dozen witnesses. Do you think maybe they'll lock him up now? I'm not even sure about that. Are you?
If they lock him up, he'll probably be out on bail. And the cops are, in my opinion, the cops are just as bad to blame this on the citizens, because they know exactly what's going on. And to blame it on a citizen that's unarmed is ridiculous.
But what would you do if you were a cop and you're dealing with a Soros prosecutor? Like, what's his name, Krasner, who lets these people go? And then they've killed people after they've been let go. Citizens. I'm Howie Carr. There's so much going on in the world, whether it's stuff you're excited about or stuff you'd rather not think about for too long. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Raycons are my go-to for on-the-go audio, and their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They come with an improved rubber oil look and feel, plus three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best, with just the right amount of bass. There's also a built-in mic so you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, my listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. Just got an update from the Mass Correction Officers Federated Union. I'll go over it more in a later hour of the show, but this morning, union leadership was advised of a handful of positive COVID cases discovered through testing of inmates. You remember last week the administration told them zero inmates had COVID, so now they say they have a few inmates. And as the union says, what we have not seen today is the response to the handful of positive cases reported is the forced vaccination of prison inmates, vendors, visitors, or attorneys who recently come inside our prisons daily. Wearing of masks, regular testing, and isolating is what's being done by this is what is not being done by this administration, unless it relates to you. Yeah, exactly. Oh, excuse me. Wearing of masks, regular testing, and isolating is what is being done. So, in other words, that's all they don't require anyone else other than the guards to get the vaccination. Doesn't seem fair, does it? 844-500-4242. Grace is with us for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. So this protest outside of Netflix over the Dave Chappelle comedy special is really causing a lot of controversy on Twitter. I'm reading this now off Stephen Miller's Twitter thread. A trans activist on the Reuters live feed just said that they are here today to speak about Chappelle's master, the one who signs the paycheck.
Chappelle's master? But wait a second. I thought you couldn't call people masters anymore. Like where I went to prep school, the teachers were called masters. But I thought that brought back these terrible memories of slavery.
This isn't trying to beat around the bush. This is just being openly racist.
I guess. Do you think the trans activist, whatever he is or she is, whatever they are, they is.
Excuse
is
me,
it they
male.
Is or they are,
is
by
male.
The way?
Grace, isn't this exactly what Chappelle said in his special? That
absolutely.
The LGBTQ community is a minority unless they need to be white again?
Well, it's funny, Taylor, because a lot of the people in the comments of that Twitter post are saying, this was Chappelle's exact point, which is some minority groups have more clout than others. And they use it when they want to. And then also, just an update, another speaker at the Netflix walkout, and actually we'll pull some of this sound, Howie, because this is all on the post-millennials feed. Another speaker at the Netflix walkout is telling the Netflix CEO to give trans employees a pay raise.
Oh, reparations. There is no sling or arrow that cannot be solved by reparations, right?
And as Dave Chappelle said in his comedy special, he said, "I'm getting canceled on Twitter, or I'm getting dragged on Twitter, and I don't care because Twitter is not a real place." And that is the absolute truth of the matter.
Wait a second. He said dragged. He said the people are being triggered at the demonstration by the fact that he said dragged.
Well, he also said in his special that, he's amazed by how far the LGBT community has come in such a short time as far as their movement is concerned. And that Netflix just proved his point again with that, giving them a pay raise. What about minorities, people of color?
Well, they're demanding a pay raise. They haven't gotten it yet, have they?
Is that what Gray said? I thought.
Yeah,
was,
yeah. They're just asking
okay.
for one. Right now, it's kind of a free for all outside of Netflix. It's kind of like, you know, whatever. Hey, you know what it's like? It's like the $3.5 trillion spending bill. It's like any gripes you have, anything you think you want, now's the time to get it out there. Because they got the megaphones, and it's a beautiful day. It looks like it's a beautiful day wherever the activists are. By the way, New York City employees now have until October 29th to get their first COVID-19 vaccine shot as Mayor Bill de Blasio eliminates the test-out option. Those who refuse will be placed on unpaid leave.
Does Bill de Blasio understand that he's about to be placed on unpaid leave?
I know, it's so sad for him. The gravy train is kind of like Kim Janey
in Boston, right?
Yeah, it's strange.
He's got another 6 weeks on Kim Janey, though. She's gone in like the middle of next month.
Yeah, it's strange to see the end of these disastrous, you know, mayoral runs. It's very weird, especially for Bill de Blasio. I mean, the moments we've had with him throughout this pandemic, I almost want to create a montage.
There's a story in the New York Post, you know, everybody's always doing polling, and so they're talking about who are the most popular and unpopular Pauls in New York, and for the last few years, the most unpopular has always been, you know who, Orange Man Bad. Guess who's the most unpopular now?
Cuomo?
Well, Cuomo is below Trump, but even below Cuomo Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, and you know what, Howie? I always say this, but when Cuomo was really having, like, when he was at the peak of his fall from grace, Bill de Blasio was so excited because I think he really felt like, look, guys, I'm not the worst one in New York anymore. Look, there's someone you guys hate more than me. Turns out, I guess that's not even true. You know, he has lasting power. He has staying power as far as his unlikability goes.
Andrew had, and for a brief moment in time, had homosexuals. All the most that could be said about de Blasio supporters were they were blasé.
They're blasé. I like that. By the way, CDC director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that even if kids get vaccinated, schools should still have mask mandates. I honestly, Howie, I feel so bad for these kids. I don't know if you saw this today, but there's a really good piece by Carol Markowitz. She's always writing about kids, especially in New York. And she just writes about how now that they're trying to cancel Halloween for equity purposes, she's like, this is one of the quotes. She says, it's as if the people in charge are all sitting around thinking, what joy can we strip from the lives of American children today? And it's absolutely true. And now even the hope of maybe taking your mask off is gone because this is just going to be a forever thing now.
You know, Walensky comes back sometimes to Boston, right, for the weekend?
Yes,
because she lives in Chestnut Hill.
I saw her at the mall.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what made me think of this. And, you know, the Patriots are playing occasionally. They played on Sunday against the Cowboys. And there was a Rhode Island state senator. She tweeted out pictures and said, because the governor just said, we're going to continue the mask mandate for a little while longer. He said for a little while longer. And she said, would you look at this picture of tens of thousands of people at Foxborough Stadium at the Patriots game, and not a single one of them had a mask on? And I was just thinking to myself, what would it be like if Rochelle Walensky went to the next Patriots game, home game, and was interested, or if it's going to be a sixth game at Fenway Park with the Red Sox? Why doesn't she go to that playoff game and be introduced to the crowd and see what the reaction of the crowd would be?
Yeah, I'm not seeing any masks.
Do you think we'd have a chant of "Let's go, Brandon," or "Let's go, Rochelle"? Let's go, Rochelle.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been watching some of the Red Sox just here and there, and no masks, really. A lot of Bud Lights, a lot of good times, a lot of signs, a lot of hats, but not a lot of masks. That must pain Dr. Fauci. We know he's such a big baseball fan.
Oh, he is. He was a great player in his day.
Hey, Howie, I have a little update for you.
He played in the dead ball era. He didn't know Governor Baker. He knew Home Run Baker.
I have a little love update for you.
Yes.
This is called relationship news. Katie Hill, the congresswoman at the center of the thruple, or as Howie likes to call it, the thruple scandal, is having a child with the reporter who ran interference for her.
Really?
Yeah. She's having a child with a Playboy reporter.
a play. Well, he has a lot of time on his hands because I think Playboy hasn't come out in about 10 years, has it?
Well, most people read Playboy for the journalism, for the articles. Howie.
I read it for the interviews. That's what that's what they used to say back in the day. I only buy it for the interviews.
But that is an update from Katie Hill. Now, also, Howie Biden is.
By the way, are they betrothed? When is their? Have they announced their upcoming nuptials? Is there going to be an engagement shower or bridal shower?
It Grace? Does not say
like
anything.
You had a bridal shower.
Please don't bring me into this. It does not say anything about that, but I will keep you posted. Biden is telling Democrats to cut the $3.5 trillion bill to $1.7 trillion, or between $1.75 and $1.9 trillion. I don't think they're going to be happy about this, Howie.
No.
They strike me as an all-or-nothing kind of group.
So, yeah, I know. Hey, if we don't get to $3.5 trillion, we can't get inflation up to 15%. We can't get stagflation up to 25% like the last days of Jimmy Carter. This is part of the fundamental transformation of America. We want to make people wait longer for their treadmills.
Yeah. Oh, the tragedy of the delayed treadmills, as Jen Psaki pointed out. Howie, this is also in sad news. Brian Stelter loses in the ratings to reruns of The Golden Girls, SpongeBob, Peppa Pig, and Paw Patrol as Americans switch off fake news CNN.
Are you surprised?
Well, I'm not really, because people really do love The Golden Girls. I've never been a huge fan of it, but I know people who are diehard Golden Girls fans. And Peppa Pig with the youth is really a popular cartoon. Peppa Pig's album actually rated better than Kanye West. Peppa Pig has a big following.
When I was on local TV news back in the 80s, they did something called the Q rating. You know, they would ask you, and that meant did people like you? Did they find you attractive? I mean, can you imagine what Stelter's Q rating must be? Because, I mean, the guy's nickname is Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, by the way.
Mr. Potato Head.
Howie, is Taylor there with you?
Of course he is.
Some other shows that ranked better than reliable sources. The Office, Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons. These are some good quality shows.
Good reruns.
Yeah. I watch Bob's Burgers a lot.
The Office ended years ago. Bob's Burgers and The Simpsons are still pulling out new stuff. But
yeah.
How's Seinfeld doing?
Seinfeld is, not on here. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But this is only like the exact time slot. So Seinfeld is sometimes played a little bit earlier in the evening. Also, Howie,
Brian Stelter also lost to Boston Blackie, booked on suspicion.
Yeah, because Howie watched it 4,000 times.
Yes.
Howie just keeps replaying it over and over. We're still
Howie Carr ratings diary.
We're still watching the story about Brian Laundrie. I don't know if you saw that, Howie.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
A medical examiner was called to the park where they found some of his items. Howie, I'm curious. Do you find this as bizarre as I do that this guy's gone missing this long? I mean, I know that the FBI isn't exactly top notch, but even so, it doesn't tend to take this long to find one guy.
Yeah, but if he's dead, I mean, that's a whole... I mean, it's not like he's, you know, thumbing a ride somewhere or he was seen at a truck stop.
Shouldn't that make it easier to find him? If he's dead, he's in the same spot?
No, but you can go somewhere and die in a rather obscure area. Plus, he's
haven't they found, like, five missing people in the search for Brian Laundrie?
They have, but, you know, I mean, look, they've never found a bunch of people who disappeared during the gang wars in Boston. I mean, we talked about some of them on that Howie Winter.
They were hid deliberately so nobody could find them.
Yeah, but, you know, the Ambrose Bierce, I mean, the guy who wrote the Devil's Dictionary, he disappeared in Mexico. Amelia Earhart, Judge Crater, D.B. Cooper. I mean, a lot of people go missing and never show up again. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that uncommon.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's...
You know what's uncommon, Grace? The FBI finding somebody.
Well, also uncommon. Well, this isn't uncommon, but I just want to put this out there as a PSA. If you get an article sent to you that says, Dog the Bounty Hunter found Brian Laundrie, don't open it because it's spam. And you don't, it's not good. You're going to click on it and you're going to be roped into something. You know,
I've never opened anything about Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, I saw the story and I was like, Dog the Bounty Hunter, he did it. And it looks like a real article.
A beautiful
it's not.
Dog. A talented dog.
It's not a real one. Howie, that's it for me for today. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you, Grace. 207 says, didn't Playboy just put a trans male on the cover? Yeah, no one had seen a cover of it. The only place I saw it was on the internet.
I don't think it was a trans male. He was a gay man.
Oh, okay.
He was the first gay man.
Okay. He wasn't a cisgender. Or was he a cis? Does that make him a
No, cisgender is straight.
Okay, that's what
you
I thought.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro!
Those are the people who were replacing the radiators and the trans norm at Oberlin. That became an international incident a couple of days ago. Now more than ever, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 18th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and give the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 3,000 participating locations across the nation and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
Okay, we actually have some sound from the Netflix anti-Dave Chappelle demonstration. In addition to using a racist language to describe Chappelle's relationship to Netflix, they also demanded reparations. Yes, of course. It goes with the territory, does it not? Here it is.
Today, on this full moon in Aries, it is time to make a change. It's time to release the old and break in new. What needs to happen if the CEO at Netflix wants to make it right with trans people? Give your trans employees a raise right now. Give them a raise right now. For their hard work, for their hard labor, and for putting their trauma out for the world to see.
Their trauma. I thought it was a hunter's moon. It was a nice moon, though. There's no question about it. You know the great thing about that moon? I was up early today, and I went down, and I looked at it. It was over the intercoastal water. A beautiful moon. Right. You know, we'll give Kamala Harris a lot of grief on this show. But you know what I could see with my own eyes? Not even wearing glasses. I could see the craters. She was telling the truth, man. I could see the craters, just like she told those little kids from the actor's school. 844-500 is the darndest thing I've ever seen since last month's full moon. And the month before that. And the month before that. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, I want to ask you a hypothetical question. I'm on an MBTA train. All of a sudden, I see someone that's more or less either on drugs or mentally ill start sexually assaulting a woman. So I turn around and I say to the individual, why don't you leave her alone? And the person says, go F yourself. So I pull out my equalizer and I say, look, pal, either leave the woman alone or I'm going to blow your head off, okay? So the idiot drops the woman and lunges for me. I shoot him. I kill him. What happens to me?
Headline in the next day's paper, Russ charged with killing a brave, courageous, undocumented Democrat.
You know,
don't you think?
That's what I thought you were going to say, you know?
I'm sorry. It's not funny, Russ, but what are we supposed to do, you know? I mean, it's like the guy from Philadelphia said, do you blame him? And you know, here's the horrible thing, too. you know, the woman who was assaulted, who was raped, it was a horrible thing. It was most likely a woman of color, right? And where is the sympathy for her? Doesn't she get any kind of and what about the women in that ladies' room in Wrentham? Do they have any standing whatsoever? And how about Senator Sinema in the restroom in Arizona? She was assaulted by these people who want safe spaces.